Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Ben Crump warns DeSantis he'll sue over rejection of African-American studies. McCarthy seeks vengeance with Security Select Committee. And Pope Francis says homosexuality is not a crime. It's Thursday, January 26. I'm Anthony Davis. Famed civil rights lawyer Benjamin Crump on Wednesday warned Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that he could sue over his administration's decision to block a new advanced placement course on African American studies from being taught in high schools. During the announcement in Tallahassee, Crump was joined by three AP Honors high school students. "We're here to give notice to Governor DeSantis that if he does not negotiate with the College Board to allow AP African American studies to be taught in the classrooms across the state of Florida, that these three young people will be the lead plaintiffs in an historic lawsuit," Crump said, pointing to the students. Crump was also joined by several Florida state legislators, including House Minority Leader Fentrese Driscoll, as well as Frederick Ingham, Secretary Treasury of the American Federation of Teachers. DeSantis' administration rejected the AP's African American Studies program, citing it as contrary to Florida law and significantly lacking educational value. The state pointed to six areas of concern and works by Kimberly W. Crenshaw, Gloria Jean Watkins, known by her pseudonym Bell Hooks, Angela Davis, and other black authors. And at a news conference on Monday, DeSantis and Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. argued that the course is a Trojan horse for indoctrinating students with a left-wing ideology under the guise of teaching about the black experience and African-American history. On Tuesday, the College Board said it would release a new framework for the AP course, which it said had been under development since March. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives traded jabs on Wednesday over Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy's decision to remove three Democrats from the Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committees, 2 years after Democrats ousted two Republicans from committee assignments. Reflecting the bitter divide in the newly selected House, where Republicans hold a slim majority, McCarthy on Tuesday formally rejected Representatives Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell as members of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Schiff is the panel's former chair, and Swalwell has been a long-standing member. Schiff and Swalwell, who both played leading roles in the two impeachments of disgraced former President Donald Trump, at a news conference on Wednesday accused McCarthy of playing politics with the committee that oversees intelligence agencies. McCarthy, who as Speaker can unilaterally appoint members of a select committee like the intelligence panel, falsely claimed he was acting in the best security interests of the country. McCarthy and other Republican leaders also said they do not want Representative Ilhan Omar to serve on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. McCarthy's actions are widely seen as racist and partisan payback for Democrats voting in 2021 to remove Republicans Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar from their committee assignments after extremist and incendiary remarks. Gosar also had posted a video on social media showing him appearing to kill another House member, Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. McCarthy has given Marjorie Taylor Greene a place on the Select Subcommittee for the Coronavirus Pandemic, despite her being a prolific anti-vax conspiracy theorist. Pope Francis criticized laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust, saying God loves all his children just as they are, and called on Catholic bishops who support the laws to welcome LGBTQ people into the church. Being homosexual isn't a crime, Francis said during an interview on Tuesday with the Associated Press. Francis acknowledged that Catholic bishops in some parts of the world support laws that criminalize homosexuality or discriminate against LGBTQ people, and he himself referred to the issue in terms of sin. But he attributed such attitudes to cultural backgrounds and said bishops in particular need to undergo a process of change to recognize the dignity of everyone. Francis's comments, which were hailed by gay rights advocates as a milestone, are the first uttered by a pope about such laws. But they are also consistent with his overall approach to LGBTQ people and belief that the Catholic Church should welcome everyone and not discriminate. Some 67 countries or jurisdictions worldwide criminalize consensual same-sex sexual activity, 11 of which can or do impose the death penalty, according to the Human Dignity Trust, which works to end such laws. Experts say even where the laws are not enforced, they contribute to harassment, stigmatization, and violence against LGBTQ people. In the US, more than a dozen states still have anti-sodomy laws on the books, despite a 2003 Supreme Court ruling declaring them unconstitutional. Gay rights advocates say the antiquated laws are used to justify harassment and point to new legislation such as the Don't Say Gay law in Florida, which forbids instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade as evidence of continued efforts to marginalize LGBTQ people. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.